When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Friday, January 22nd, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. President Biden is not playing with y'all. He has signed an avalanche of executive orders since he took office Wednesday, the latest of which will have an immediate impact for millions of American families. The president will reportedly sign an order to increase food stamp benefits for an estimated 29 million adults and 8 million children, all of whom are said to be going hungry due to the COVID-19 pandemic, ravaging the U.S. job market. A request will be sent to the Agriculture Department, which oversees food stamps, for a 15% increase in emergency benefits to give to families whose kids would, under normal conditions, be given meals at school. Biden wants to expand emergency food benefits to about 12 million of the lowest-income food stamp recipients. He would also like to prevent unemployed workers from losing their benefits if they reject a job because it presents a higher risk of getting sick. This is just ridiculous, unacceptable, completely negligent. A new report from Reuters shows the internal and external factors that led the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to make inexcusable decisions in the early days of the coronavirus pandemic. For one, the organization failed to test asymptomatic groups of people, which could have revealed much sooner how easily the virus is passed on by silent carriers. Americans returning home from Wuhan, which was the epicenter of the pandemic at the time, were never tested. The CDC also waited to test asymptomatic passengers on the Diamond Princess cruise ship in February, after hundreds of people got sick on it. The agency also had inadequate personal protective gear and, in some cases, did not even follow its own safety guidelines. The director of the O'Neill Institute for National and Global Law at Georgetown University claims that the CDC did have some political interference, but quote, "That's not the only reason it did not perform optimally during COVID-19. There are a lot of things that went wrong." House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will deliver the article of impeachment against former President Trump on Monday. The move starts the impeachment trial a little earlier than Republicans had hoped. Senator Mitch McConnell had reportedly suggested pushing the trial to mid-February in order to allow Trump's team to prepare. But the Democrats are wasting no time. Senator Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Friday, quote, "There will be a trial. And when that trial ends, senators have to decide whether Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States. The trial will likely take weeks, and there's a chance that it could stall the process of coronavirus pandemic relief measures being passed." The QAnon conspiracy theories have become such a problem that, well, Democrats want security clearance applications to weed out believers, especially after so many were part of the attempt to overthrow the American government. Specifically, lawmakers are trying to block the conspiracy supporters from obtaining security clearances that are required to access classified federal government information. Even before the Capitol insurrection happened, Democratic Representative Stephanie Murphy was already in shock with how many people have grown to truly believe in QAnon that is based on lies and fantasies of depravity of those in power. Murphy, a former Pentagon official, has created a bill which will be one of the first legislative efforts formally drafted in response to the terror that was on display for the world to see 2 weeks ago. The bill, titled the Security Clearance Improvement Act of 2021, requires applicants looking to hold jobs that require federal security clearances to disclose if they participated in the January 6th riot in Washington, D.C. They will also have to acknowledge whether or not they, quote, "knowingly engaged in activities conducted by an organization or movement that spreads conspiracy theories and false information about the U.S. government. Not only will there be a bill to ward off extreme conspiracy theorists, but Avril Haines, Biden's choice for intelligence chief, pledged to produce a public threat assessment of QAnon. Alejandro Mayorkas, the nominee to lead the Department of Homeland Security, has also vowed to ramp up the agency's efforts to tackle domestic extremism. Hopefully, they can find a way to squash these wild theories that have been running amok for far too long. Well, they've lost my business for the time being. A lawsuit was filed earlier this week by an unnamed model accusing Guess Clothing Company of enabling her rapist. The model claims that the retailer knew of Paul Marciano, a co-founder of the company, and his habitual predatory behavior, including his use of a so-called rape room. However, the company did nothing to protect the women working there. Marciano's reputation as an alleged sexual predator is hardly a secret in the fashion world. He founded Guess Jeans in 1981 alongside his brothers, but stepped down as executive chairman of the board in June 2018 due to accusations of sexual harassment. However, Marciano remained a board member after he resigned. Many in the business said they've kept their models away from him over fears of potential abuse and assault. Still, that did not stop Guess from renewing Marciano's contract in January 2019, simply saying that he exercised, quote, poor judgment when working with models. Marciano's more recent alleged victim, identified anonymously as Jane Doe, has filed a complaint against him and Guess. It contains more than a dozen claims, including sexual assault, sexual harassment, infliction of emotional distress, and false imprisonment. Doe, who's a former Guess model, alleges that Marciano enticed her with the promise of career opportunities, but ended up forcing her to perform oral sex on him. After Doe complained to the fashion company, she claims that Guess told her that they found no evidence of sexual harassment or assault, even though the brand never interviewed her on the case. Doe says that she wants to protect other women from enduring what she has dealt with. In a statement to the Daily Beast, she said, quote, I would love to see Marciano removed from Guess, and I would love for the company that has always claimed to be about women's empowerment to finally start empowering women. I guess I should kind of feel sorry for the self-proclaimed QAnon shaman that he was made a fool by the former president. But I don't. The man whose real name is Jacob Chansley has abandoned his idolatry of Donald Trump after he realized that the former president is just that, the former president. Chansley was part of the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He can be seen in footage wearing furs, so-called Viking horns, and war paint as he stormed the Senate floor and stood at the head platform. Chansley was arrested days after the riot, and last week he begged Trump for a pardon, but it never came. Chansley's attorney told the NBC affiliate in St. Louis Thursday that his client, quote, regrets very, very much having not only just been duped by the president, but by being in a position where he allowed that duping to put him in a position to make decisions he should not have made. Oh, well. These Capitol rioters clearly have a habit of not thinking things all the way through. Over the last 2 weeks, federal authorities have identified more than 100 of them, thanks, in part, to their active social media accounts. John Lolo's was no different from his fellow insurrectionists when he got caught after being booted from a flight. According to a criminal complaint, Lolo's was removed from a plane leaving the Ronald Reagan Airport in Washington, D.C., after repeatedly yelling, quote, Trump 2020, and disrupting other passengers. Naturally. He was waiting at the gate for another flight when an airport cop, apparently, recognized Lolo's from a photo on his Instagram feed. The officer started scrolling through the social media site and came across a video of several rioters leaving the Capitol, including one man who really seemed to resemble Lolo's. The Capitol Police were contacted and Lolo's was arrested. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.